Good afternoon. You're in studio with Charles Pritchard, Fernanda de Siqueira, and Alice Grotter. I'm going to read a message now from God the Father on the topic of Holy Mass that was given to Fernanda on the 1st of September 2014. My child Fernanda, my heart aches to see my people coming to my son Jesus' Holy Mass with no respect, not comprehending the meaning of the Holy Sacrifice in Mass. Yes, my child, there is so much happening during my son Jesus' Holy Mass. Oh, if only my people would see and understand the value and the content of his Holy Mass. My little tender lamb of your Father God, I came at this hour to convey my desire to you about my son Jesus' Holy Mass. My people, whom I created with so much love, each one of you is unique here in heaven. We do see all on earth. This world and what is in each of my children's hearts, minds and souls. My son Jesus' holy sacrifice of the Mass is said throughout the world every second of the day. Oh, it pleases us very much in heaven to see my people attending, but nowadays my people come to my son's holy Mass with no respect and no love, not appreciating my son's sacrifice in Mass. My son Jesus waits patiently for each one of you to come and enter the church. Oh, my son is so joyous to see his children coming, but sometimes most of my people enter very late. My children are supposed to enter the church at least 10 minutes before Holy Mass starts. Oh, then they come late. It is very saddening to my son Jesus' heart when his children arrive late, after the readings or as the readings are taking place. It is very important to listen to my son's holy words that my apostles left behind in the Holy Bible. My people must be at Mass, as I said, 10 minutes earlier to pray, to say thank you to my son Jesus for the graces and blessings obtained and to absorb the content of the Holy Mass. Then, as my people enter the church, they look around to see who is in the church before greeting my son Jesus. Oh, their hearts and minds are not there in concentration to listen to the readings and the gospel, which is the word of God. My people sit with their arms and legs crossed, relaxing like they are at home or at an enjoyment place. Know, my people, that my son Jesus is at the altar as the Mass is starting. So am I, your Father God and the Holy Spirit, because we are the three in one persons inseparable. Mother Mary is also present at all times, praying and interceding for each one of you. Know, where the Son is, there is the Mother, and vice versa. Oh, it saddens Mother Mary. At that moment she pleads to her son Jesus to forgive his children for all their distractions, for ignoring her son Jesus at that special unique time of giving himself to each one of you. Oh, my people, look at their watches if the homily is taking too long. My son Jesus asks for 1 hour from you to dedicate totally to him, to offer your hearts, your love, and your time in the special time to him. Oh, my people, start getting impatient, wanting the Mass to end, but my son gives all of his time to each one of you. At the time of consecration, oh, what a special present. My son gives himself totally to you. At this special time, the host, which my people call the wafer, yes, it's a wafer, but the moment my son priest consecrates the host and wine, it becomes my son Jesus' flesh, his body and blood. It is his precious body and blood. At that precise moment, as the body and blood are elevated by my son priests, my people, you must look up to my son Jesus with appreciation and gratitude and thank him for this unique grace and blessing upon you all. Pray, my people, at that moment, asking anything from my son Jesus' heart with all your heart. It is a time of many graces. Also, ask your guardian angel at that moment to present your petitions to my son Jesus. Oh, the angels surround my son Jesus' precious body and blood in every Holy Mass. There is a multitude of angels on my son's altar, above and all over the church. Oh, it's so beautiful to see their gratitude, appreciation, and thanksgiving towards my son Jesus. Oh, your guardian angels, they are so pleased to bring your petitions at that moment to my son Jesus. Oh, your guardian angels, they are sad when they come to the altar at that moment without anything in their hands from you. At the time of praying the Our Father, my people pray, but are not concentrating on my holy words. Many of them pray, saying, "Forgive us our sins." Oh, but how many of them are praying and not forgiving their enemies, their families, and friends? They hurt one another and never forgive one another's mistakes and errors. My children must understand the meaning, the content of the Our Father prayer. My people, at that precise moment, my son Jesus' heart saddens to see how many of them are praying this prayer with so much hatred and unforgiveness in their hearts. My people, as you come to this special celebration of the Holy Mass, come to confession and ask for forgiveness with a contrite heart to receive my son Jesus worthy of him. When it is time to come to Holy Communion, O my people, they come out of their benches like they are going to a gathering with friends, looking around, waving and greeting one another, most of the time dressed indecently and inappropriately for Holy Mass. My children come dressed to church knowing that you are coming to a feast of the Lamb of God, a great feast to receive Jesus' precious body and blood. It saddens and pierces my son Jesus' heart when my people come to receive my son Jesus unworthy of him. Know that before my son Jesus enters into your heart, he knows each one of you, your state of grace, and when you are not worthy to receive him. Oh, it pierces my son Jesus' heart to enter into my children whose hearts are in so much sin. It is better not to receive him, because my son Jesus' pains are unbearable. My son Jesus' desire is for my people, as they come to receive him, to kneel down or genuflect and receive him in their mouths, not in their hands. Many of my children, my people, receive my son Jesus on their hands. Oh, then they hide my son Jesus in their hands and take my son's precious body and hide him in some filthy place in their bodies, in their clothes. Then they hurry up to take and use my son Jesus for satanic work, for witchcraft, for their own use. Oh, they are using my son Jesus' precious body, which has been consecrated by my son priests, in sacrileges and blaspheming Mother Mary and her virginity in the satanic work. Then my children come to their seats again, looking at the time to go home, not waiting for the end of Mass to finish. Oh, so much to do, no time to thank you, to say thank you to my son for the special grace of giving himself to them. As my son priests come out of the church, many of my children come out of the church, hurrying to come out and have conversations with each other. My people must wait after Mass again to thank Jesus for the gift of himself, for the graces and blessings, and then they can ask for their petitions, for the most needed requests of their hearts. My son Jesus waits at the altar for each one of his children to come out of the church. As my children enter the church, they must sit in the front as they are coming in, not at the back of the church or scattered like lost sheep. Oh, it pleases my son Jesus to see his children being united together, not like lost sheep. Come, my people, receive this request from your Father God. Come and sit with my son Jesus in Holy Mass. Start sitting in front as my people arrive and fill the gaps. My children, when you invite your friends and guests to your home, you invite them to come right in and sit in the front, not the back of your lounge in your home. My people, I am your Father God. I come to relay this message of my son Jesus' Holy Mass and the importance of coming to my son's church for a big day of celebration. Yes, each Mass celebrated is a big banquet to each one of you. I thank you for your time spent listening to this, my message, to all of my people, my son priests, and the head of the church, through my humble servant, my son Jesus' messenger. Amen. So, Fernanda, that's a big message.
Yes, it was a big message.
What do you take from that?
What I take, it's what you read, that's what you're supposed to do at Mass. That's what you want. And there's one time as well in another message was Jesus explained after receiving communion, you wait and you just thank him. Put your hands in your heart if you want to and thank him for everything. And then you wait and wait to listen to his voice in your heart. And you ask any petition as well after communion. Mm-hmm. He listens to that. And he's waiting for that too. He says, ask me anything at that moment, that precise moment. I will attend to the petition according to my will. But it's he also mentioned that part.
Okay. And Alice, your perspective, what I took from that also is sometimes I think we think, even if we are unworthy to receive Jesus, yes, we must still go and receive a blessing.
Yes.
We cross our arms,
yes,
we bow,
yes,
and we ask Jesus to enter us spiritually.
Yes.
So the Mass is still bringing graces to mankind through our prayers, through to ourselves. We mustn't feel that we are unworthy if we haven't managed to go to confession.
That's right.
You must
remember
go to Mass.
Jesus is all loving and forgiving. Mm-hmm. He's all merciful. And it does happen sometimes that we can't get to confession when we try to. But it is a very warm that you know that Jesus himself is coming into your heart. And all you have to do is just acknowledge it, that it's Jesus that you've actually just received. And step aside on the altar for just 2 seconds and say, Lord Jesus, I welcome you into my heart. And then go through to your bench and sit and really give him and ask, like Fernanda says, what your petition is and what your needs are. Mm. And he hears every prayer. Not one prayer goes unanswered. And he knows what is good for us. And he's always there. The body and blood of Jesus is what strengthens us and gives us that food that we can walk out of church knowing that we've received, that we've been the closest ever receiving Jesus into our hearts.
And would it be correct to say that the masses throughout the world, Jesus' sacrifice in the Holy Mass is actually what's holding this world together?
Yes.
It's bringing
absolutely
graces to this earth,
absolutely,
that otherwise would not be coming to this earth.
That's right.
Yes, and they also mentioned about celebrating masses at home. It's very important, and you obtain many graces for the family that celebrate masses at home.
And
yeah, the graces and blessings upon the home and their entire family.
Yes, and another thing that they speak about is the enthronement to the Sacred Heart of Jesus,
yes,
in your home, which often comes with a Mass as well.
Yes.
The Holy Trinity is encouraging us to do that,
yes,
and consecrating to the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Mm-hmm. Talk about enthronement.
So speaking about the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we're going to go into the Rosary after the break, and we'll go deeper into the Rosary and the importance of the Rosary. You're in studio with Charles Pritchard, standing in for Father Brian, and Fernanda de Sequeira and Alice Grotta are also involved in our discussion. We read a message on Holy Mass from Father God and his request for us in Holy Mass. And just to sum up, I think in the Our Father prayer, give us this day our daily bread, which is our daily bread, which is the body and blood of Jesus. And actually in the Dies Irae, which is in the Latin Vulgate, it says, give us this day our super substantial bread, which confirms, and Jesus has confirmed in another message, that he is our daily bread, as Holy Communion as we see in Holy Mass.
Yes.
Correct.
Correct, yes.
I'm actually going to sum up about the sacraments, because we've been discussing confession in the last show, and today in Holy Mass. These are very powerful sacraments. And this is what Jesus says, and I'm bringing another messenger, Alan Ames, which everyone knows about as well, which I think is a good summary. The sacraments are the gifts God is offering to all so that they may cleanse their very souls and fill them with God's love and God's mercy. The sacraments are so very special, for it is through them that the spiritual union with God and spiritual strength is found. The sacraments offer all of mankind the answers they have been searching for so long. So that's the... And now going into the Rosary, a lot of people say, why the Rosary? And why should we ask Mother Mary? We can go straight to God. But, you know, in a nutshell, praying the Rosary fulfills Mary's 2,000-year-old promise that all generations will call me blessed. That's in Luke 1:48. So she prophesied that, and by praying the Rosary, we are calling her blessed in the Hail Mary prayer.
Yes.
And the Hail Mary prayer is very much a scriptural prayer. Hail, full of grace, as the angel Gabriel also announced. So Mary is the only person in the Bible besides Christ to be called full of grace prior to baptism and remain so sin-free throughout her life. She was always at Jesus' side, full of love and compassion, never complaining. This puts Mother Mary above all others in Jesus' eyes, and is why Jesus gifted her to us as our mother and crowned her as the Queen of Heaven.
Yes.
So she's a gift from God to us.
Yes, she is.
And where the mother is, the son is.
She's always next to her son. interceding for each one of us.
So when we go to the Blessed Sacrament,
a big hole in heaven and earth.
A big role.
Big role.
So would you say when we go to adoration, which we're going to discuss after the rosary, when we are adoring Jesus there at the Blessed Sacrament, his mother's there with him?
Yes, she's always next to her son.
So she'll come and sit with us as well?
She'll come and sit with us, yes.
Okay. So the rosary, for Alice, you love the rosary.
Oh.
Anna, do you want to give us your perspective on it?
The rosary is so powerful that it makes all the evil spirits and Satan tremble whenever we say even an Hail Mary, because of the power that this rosary has. And in today's modern world of crime and everything, to me the rosary is an AK-47 against all evil. Not only is that, it's a time of Jesus' life. If you go back to all the mysteries of the rosary, right from the beginning of the Annunciation, right up until Jesus ascended into heaven, right up until Our Lady was crowned Queen, it's all about his life, all about the Jesus' life from the time he was born. And it's a beautiful, beautiful prayer to pray as well. And some people say it's monotonous, but it is not, actually. If you just have to take the rosary and give yourself time and meditate on it, on all the mysteries, as we know, every day has its particular mystery that we pray. And if we also use it as forgiveness, somebody that has offended us, that comes to mind, we just say a decade. We say, in this decade, I would like to offer for all those that have hurt me throughout my life. And you can actually pray each individual rosary for them. You can actually pray each individual bead of the Hail Mary for them as well. You can also pray for the saving of this world. This world is in damnation of all the sin. Pray for that. There is so many requests, and often we don't just pick up the rosary and start to pray it. We should always have a petition before we do the rosary of what we're praying this for, so that Jesus and our Blessed Mother Mary know what we're asking. Mm. And as a mother, Heavenly Mother, she is there to intercede for us all the time.
So she's coming, she's praying with us while we're praying,
yes,
the rosary,
yes, yes.
And she takes the petitions to the Sacred
angels.
Heart of Jesus and puts it in his heart for us.
Yes, absolutely, yes. Yes.
And Fernanda, what is the Holy Trinity asking us to pray for? What sort of petitions in the world today? Because they've given you lots of prayers, they've given you lots that are on our website. Do you want to just give us some detail on what we should be focusing our prayers on?
There's so many prayers to be prayed, but in the Holy Rosary you can offer. What they ask is more, it's to pray every day in the Holy Rosary to combat the enemy, and to pray many times, asking to pray for this country, South Africa, all over the world, for the wars, for the killings, for what's happening, for earthquakes, anything around the world that we must pray. That's so much to be prayed for. And most of the times, like Mother Mary says, that these children, focus on the earthly things, quarrelsomes between families, unities, petty things of this world, and which we could use that time, special time, to pray the rosary during that time for what's happening around this world, for the disasters,
mm-hmm.
for people are dying like in wars, and there was no food, and they're going through all of that, explaining. There's so many things. Use for that. Use for your time in praying the rosary, even for your families. And when you see something around you, or for illness, sickness, use
it.
Abortions. Mm. Yeah, it talks a lot about abortions. Especially for abortions. Pray for that. And especially sometimes when we pray the rosary, she explains, Mother Mary explains, like, at this moment I'm praying for any abortion that is happening around this world at this hour, this time, they are contemplating abortions, that we pray for the earth, for some angels to go and help that person to stop that moment, what is going to happen. Or if someone died at that moment, trying to commit suicide, that we must pray for that. So when you offer the rosary, there's so many things to offer at that moment. And she's there with taking that petition in her heart to her son.
So, and then the son takes it to the father.
Takes it to the father.
Okay.
Yes, because most of the times she goes to her son and asks son to stop or for something that's happening. And the son can never say no to his mother. And then the son takes to the father and says, give him more time, especially praying for more time to this world, for this world to repent. And when he says, pray for more time, it's for us to repent and to give us more time for us to amend our faults, our sins. And that's why she says, pray for more time. There's one prayer that I've got on the website, you can see, that's pray for more time to the world. And that Mother Mary asked many times that I must pray that prayer to give us more time to help this world. And like Jesus says, when my mother asked me, I can never say no. And I'll go to my father and ask. She's got a big task in heaven.
So,
especially with the rosary, the Holy Rosary.
So this is just following on what you were saying about the rosary. This is a message from Jesus Christ in 2017, on the 12th of the 6th of 2017. Oh, my children, help me, your Jesus Christ, and fulfill my desire to save all of my children. Oh, more and more are coming to eternity, and their souls are in damnation of sin. Oh, my dear little ones, help me, your Jesus Christ, to save them. See, with your prayers, you are helping them to come to my heart. Pray the Holy Rosary and the other prayers being given to my humble servant. There are a few that you can pray from the booklet. Pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It is very powerful, especially when it is prayed at 3 o'clock, my Divine Mercy Hour. My mercy is unconditional. Or even a prayer from your heart is very much appreciated. I repeat, be my prayer warriors. If each one of you can save one soul, this is very powerful. Pray for the conversions of sinners, and don't forget to pray for the souls of purgatory and the most abandoned ones. They are thirsty for your prayers. These poor souls, they come to eternal life, and many of them don't have anyone praying for them. Oh, they are in so much anguish to come and see the face of God, but more of these souls stay there for all eternity because of a lack of prayers. So, also the Holy Trinity is calling us to pray the Divine Mercy. And Jesus said he will save, and if we pray for the dying, that he will save them. So these are souls that would have gone to hell, but now get end up in purgatory. You've had some experiences with that.
I would just say about the Divine Mercy, the first message that I had, and it was on the 28th of September 2009, and I started at 2, I finished up past 2. And as I went to bed, and exactly 3 o'clock, Jesus called me again. He says, my child, stand up and pray the Divine Mercy. And they told me to pray for the moribunds, which I don't know what was the word moribunds, and then he explains, for the ones that are going to die at this hour without having time to repent, pray for them. And then he gave me for the conversion of sinners, for the souls in purgatory. That's the first one that he told me that night. And since then, many times, wake me up at the time to pray the rosary for that intention. And Father explained, and Mother Mary, but especially Jesus as well, explains that my enemy hates the Hail Mary. And when you're in dangerous, pray the Hail Mary, pray at least 3 Hail Marys at that moment. And when you're praying, that my mother will stand there. And like we bless 3 times in the name of the Father, you're calling the Holy Trinity also to be there with you. But the Hail Mary, it's a very powerful, as Mother Mary says as well, hates my Hail Mary.
So in Genesis 3:15, God said, I will put enmities between thee and the woman, and thy seed and her seed. She shall crush thy head, and thou shalt lie in wait for her heel. And then there's another message where... Jesus actually has given us, and there he says in the message, he says, my mother will crush the serpent's head in the end, But for this, we need intense prayers.
We need our help.
So our prayers are actually helping God. It's a difficult thing to comprehend. But yes. From what I understand, it's a partnership. Yes. We are in His image. God governs the world, but prayer governs God. I think it was one of the saints, St. John Chrysostom, said that. Alice?
That's correct. That's why we've often asked always to pray the rosary. And it does work. No matter what anybody says, it does work. And especially the family that prays together will stay together. Very often too much TV distractions, but if you actually just sit, it takes half an hour, 20 minutes, to say the rosary as a family, it's very, very powerful.
And there, Mother Mary, she said in another message in 2010, my children should have a strong teaching from their birth about praying the rosary as a mm-hmm. family, infusing in their little hearts about God, my Son, about the Father and the Holy Spirit, going to Mass, confession at a young age, and as soon as they make their first Holy Communion, never failing to receive my Son's precious body and blood in purity of heart.
Yes.
So there, the little ones. And in another message, my beloved Mother Mary is asking you all to pray the rosary as a family. Oh, fasting is also the key against the enemy. The enemy hates my Mother Mary because he knows the Hail Mary is the strongest weapon against the adversary.
Amen.
And he went to make war with the woman. The dragon went to make war in the book of Revelation as well.
Yes.
So she is the woman of the Old Testament, the woman of that Jesus handed over on the cross to John, to us as our mother, and then she's the woman of the apocalypse as well.
She's the new Eve. Yes.
The new Eve.
The new Eve, yes.
Okay. And then also just in our ministry, we do a lot of the healing and the deliverance, and we got another message where Mother Mary said that they come for prayer and healing, but they need to carry on praying the rosary. It's part of our healing as well.
Nice.
So she says they must continue praying the Holy Rosary afterwards to be filled with this prayer, the power of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they will be healed in my Son Jesus' ocean of mercy. Mm-hmm. The healing comes from my Son Jesus Christ through the instruments, channels, tools being used, being chosen by my Son Jesus Christ to help these, my children, in despair, in need of help. And just to conclude on this discussion of the rosary, the Holy Trinity is telling us to pray for our protection every day.
Yes,
and these are the primary prayers of the rosary. So this is what God the Father says. We often worry about our children.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, are they going to be okay and this and that? He's saying we mustn't worry, we must just pray for them. So this is a message from Father God. My people must know that the protection comes from my Son Jesus Christ, Mother Mary, and the angels and saints of heaven. They are protecting my devoted children, my people. My little ones are protected when their loved ones and family pray for protection. As I've said to you before, pray the armor of God, Ephesians 6, and the Creed, Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory Be, the Memorare, St. Michael the Archangel prayer, and bless yourselves with holy water. My little ones are protected by these prayers. So that's if we don't have time to pray the full rosary, which we should try and make time, even if we can break it up during the day. We should say those prayers as a minimum. And then we're going to have a break, and after the break we're going to go on to adoration and the importance of adoration.